coddled and suckled, whispered to, fussed over, tickled and cuddled. When we grow up, things get muddled, and here it is, Christmas time. Will you stop by for a piece of delicious peach pie while I tell you my Yuletide wishes? You can help me do the dishes, 'cause here it is, Christmas time, and we all want someone who will love us and hold us to curl up alongside when nights are the coldest. We all want someone who will hug us and kiss us. All I want is you for Christmas. All I want is you for Christmas. Let us examine the holiday spirit. Let the small kids sing so we can all hear it. Light up a fire and pull the chair near it, 'cause here it is, Christmas time. We all want someone who will love us and hold us to curl up alongside when nights are the coldest. And we all want someone who will hug us and kiss us. All I want is you for Christmas. All I want is you for Christmas. And suckled, whispered to, fussed over, tickled and cuddled. When we grow up, things get muddled, and here it is, Christmas time. We all want someone who will love us and hold us to curl up alongside when nights are the coldest. We all want someone who will hug us and kiss us. All I want is you for Christmas. All I want is you for Christmas. All I want is you for Christmas.
Whoa, 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 Sammy Wasabi. Good evening and welcome to Santa's Hour on Hutton Orbital Radio with your host, Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho. And all that nonsense, too.
Only kidding, it's me. Oh, no, I spoiled the surprise. I've killed the magic. You'll all be crying yourselves to sleep tonight. Or next week. What was it? It's good evening and welcome, welcome to Hutton Orbital Radio. I am your host this evening, Psycho Cow, Grant Woolcott, and crikey, I haven't really got anything important as such to talk about. We've got a couple of things that we can go through later on, including a list of all the Hutton winners for the GIMP so far, obviously, because it's still ongoing till the 1st of January, and also the information from the Nebula. Now, the winners should have all been contacted. I see a number of them have got addresses in. In fact, it looks like the majority of people have their addresses in, and their prizes, or parts of the prizes, are already on their way out, which is amazing. So, we'll come to that later on, because I want to try and keep it nice and festive tonight. And we are in the TeamSpeak channel, as always, at laveradio.com. teamspeak3.com, and laveradio.teamspeak3.com is going to be busy on Monday, so make sure you listen to the Frontier chat room 24-hour stream by Ed Lewis, who is raising funds for special effects on Monday, when he will be broadcasting from... Actually, I don't know what time he's broadcasting. Let's go and have a wee quick look. We'll see. Actually, let's have a look and see if there's anybody that knows what's going on. Oh, crikey. There's a few people in the TeamSpeak channel here, but none who I would trust to ask that kind of information from. I'll go look for it myself. To all those listening who are in the TeamSpeak room, I didn't mean that. I'm just being lazy. So, yes, but he's planning to do a Frontier 24-hour stream, and for those who don't know, that means that he won't stop till the following day. Do I sound a little bit bassy? Do I sound a little bit more manly than usual? Something's different. Maybe I've got a cold. That always makes me sound a bit more manly. Let's see if I can fix it. Oh, that's much better. That sounds just like me now. That's better. So, yeah, we are going to talk about this wonderful 24-hour stream by Mr. Edward Lewis. No, we're not. So, Monday kicks off, and it doesn't seem... He says it will be doing it for 24 hours, but he doesn't see 12 o'clock. So we'll be doing it from 12 p.m. all the way through to 12 p.m. the following day. The schedule is up in the Elite Dangerous forums. In the Dangerous discussion, you'll see a sticky for the 24-hour charity Christmas live stream. It's going to be epic. There's so many different things running throughout the day. Every hour there is a different thing altogether. So Ed, there's going to be a musical part of the show with Ed Lewis and Jim Croft, who will be showing off their musical talents. That could be interesting. We have Saving Private Wirral at 5 o'clock. We have an Elite Drabble. Wow. Oh, and I'm even described as the King of the Drabbles. I've never been called that before. So that's on at 7 p.m. We have an 8 o'clock community call-in, which is great. Planet Racers, Master Chefs, eh? Okay. We have the Hunter Games on at midnight, which will be interesting. 2 a.m., a community call-in. That's quite interesting. Christmas Fun Quiz at 3 a.m. if you're in different parts of the world, you'll be able to get involved with whatever one suits your time zone. And it goes all the way through to 9 o'clock in the morning on the 22nd, the Billionaire's Treasure Hunt. And then there is a prize draw at 10, which is great. So that's fantastic. And of course, the prizes they've got for giving away are ridiculous. Now, I've just had a little message which reminds me of something that I need to say. Some order of business that we need to take care of. And that is quite simply to wish Dave Hughes a happy birthday. And in true, beautifully sexy voice style, we're going to do it this way. Happy birthday, Dave Hughes. Happy birthday, Dave Hughes. You're awesome and amazing, and your birthday should be too. So there we go. Happy birthday, Dave Hughes. Well done. Hope it is an awesome day for you, whatever you're doing. I think you're having a Star Wars day. No, that was last night you saw the Star Wars movie. And yeah, we've got a section tonight which is going to be called Star Wars Spoilers. And I'll go through all the latest spoilers to come out of the film that aired, obviously, opened this morning, or if you were lucky enough to be in one of those advanced previews last night. We've got the latest and greatest information. Where are you all going? No, stay. Come back. No, it's not. Look, honest. I was joking. I'm not going to tell you anything. No, don't go. Just me again. On my own again. Do. So, what we think we'll do is we are rapidly approaching an advertising time. We will come back and we'll go through all the various different little winners we have on our competitions. I think we've even got a few people that will be getting mugs. If you're in the UK and you're a winner, you might just get that in time for Christmas as well, which will be good. If you're not in the UK, yeah, Sorry about that. I don't think there's anything I can do to kind of speed that one up. So, yeah. What else have we got coming up this week? We've got... I believe we are taking part. Or Saving Private Wirral is a little bit of a little bit of a Hutton Truckers event where we're going to protect Frontier Development COO, which is another coup, so he'll fit in nice. Johnny Watts, and he is going to be kind of thing. Picture it as like protect the boss mode in the old Grand Theft Autos. I've definitely got a cold coming on. So we're going to obviously rush to his aid to try and help him avoid the code in a big grudge match face-off. So that'll be interesting. That's at 5 o'clock on Monday. So we'll look forward to that. I can hear an alarm beeping in the background, so I'm just going to go and have a quick a quick peek at that and make sure that I'm not burning the house down again. And in the meantime, I shall leave you with a little tune and be back after it. So yeah, hold on to your hats. This is an awesome tune. I love it. I don't know why I like this one, but it's just got something special about it. It's done by the amazingly talented, of course, Bob Dylan. Enjoy. Some people hate this, I don't. I love it.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head, suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
Santa, Santa Claus.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Cherry nose. Cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
Little reindeer's pull a sleigh.
Santa's little reindeer pull a sleigh.
Reindeer sleigh, come our way.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cherry nose, cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Nixon, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Carter, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton,
reindeer sleigh, come our way,
ho, ho, ho,
cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night, beard that's white,
must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus,
must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
We'll be back after these short adverts.
Child, holy.
Why are Christmas songs so depressing, you know? Why is it the most joyful time of the year, but let's sing them as slowly and as miserably? I mean, that was the Pentatonics, and they're an awesome band, but you wouldn't want them kicking off your party now, would you? You'd just think, it's over, give her, go home, I've had enough, Christmas is over, I don't want to do it anymore. So, it's been a sort of fun day. I've been busy. I was saying the run up to Christmas, we're all getting busy. And of course, we are still as Hutton Truckers, we are always got something to do. So we have the information, if you go to the Hutton Trucker Facebook page, I don't know if we can go to that by going to facebook.com/ Hutton Orbital Radio Truckers or not. I'll need to check into that and come back to you. But we are still working hard in the WISE 0855-0714 system, where of course they have one station, which is Yamazaki Landing. And we had a little bit of a war midweek. I am not entirely certain that we have managed to finish that war yet, but we have definitely been kicking backsides and collecting combat bonds. Now, the important thing to note, and this is something we have to make very clear, if you do take part in the combat zone and you do zone out or buzz out because you're getting your backside handed to you, do not sell your combat zones, your combat bonds in the actual Zama. Excuse me. Apparently I do have a bit of... Do not sell them at Yamazaki Landing in WISE system, because what you do with a combat bond is when it's sold to that faction, the controlling faction has the boost to their security. And we want to undermine the controlling faction in WISE, so we don't want to help them any. So if you could take your bonds out and over to either, well, Alden or Alvin in Alvin Prospect in what you call it? Alpha Centauri, then sell them there and it will help boost us up in our control and influence in that system, and it won't, most importantly, help the controlling factions in WISE. You'll still get the same money for it, but you'll be helping us more directly. By all means, go and get prepared in Yamazaki Landing in the WISE system. You can get repaired there, you can, you know, spend, you know, sell all your stuff there. You could, excuse me, I might go to my bed. No, I won't. You could claim, you know, take on missions there for the Hutton Truckers to increase their influence. You can smuggle goods in the black market there, like combat stabilizers, narcotics, personal weapons, imperial and standard slaves, toxic waste, and Lucan onion head. And so you just got to be careful that you don't get scanned too much, but by smuggling that into the system and selling it at the black market, you are undermining the controlling faction. So we're bringing their percentage down. By doing missions for the Hutton Orbital Truckers, you are putting our influence up. It's all good. And if we can do combinations of the both, it seems to fit all your different play modes. So if you want to trade, then by all means, come and sell your wares. But yeah, at the moment, nothing much has changed. We're still, we've got conflict zones all over that we need to defend ourselves. We need to make sure we don't lose influence and then get bumped back out of the system. That can happen. I know that the Hudson, our Hudson friends from the Hudson Power, are a little bit concerned about our expansion techniques. But guys, hey, we like to play with people, so if you fancy maybe having some kind of competition for our next expansion target that might be affecting you, then by all means, let's get on. I am joined by one of our members, who I shall bring down, one of our Hoppit members from our political team, and I'm going to bring him down for a quick chat so he can give us the latest. But as I say, there's not much changing. Which is just, you know, that's the way the game goes. It moves slow. Good evening, Commander Spike. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. Yourself?
Yes, I'm doing great. Are you all sorted for your festive season, which approaches at a rapid rate?
Yes, I've got one more day left at work, and that's me done until the new year. So, very looking forward to it.
Fantastic.
Still got loads of presents to buy, of course.
Really, at this stage, I don't know what I'd do without Amazon. no, I'm not helping us reclaim the tax that they owe, but never mind. I'll part of the problem. So I was just going through the fact that, Ian, there's not much changed in WISE yet. We've not quite hit the trigger points of our influence. And how influential are these particular little wars that are breaking out for us?
This was just a war with another faction in WISE, so it's not, unfortunately, it's not with the faction that controls the station, so when we win it, we're not actually going to gain anything apart from maintaining a foothold in WISE. Its only purpose is to make sure we don't actually get kicked out of WISE, which, given how rubbish it is, wouldn't necessarily be bad if we did lose it.
Start the boom again. So, that's an interesting thing. I thought, actually, if people... Does it, a case of your influence, if it gets knocked down to 0%, you're then out of the system?
I think that's possible for normal factions. From what we understand, player factions are ever so slightly different in the fact that they don't disappear. You would just be very difficult. Because once the type of missions that appear for you are also... And the quantity of missions are linked to your influence. So the lower the influence you are, the fewer missions appear for you to pick up, which obviously makes it much harder for you to increase your influence back against it. So the lower down you get battered, the harder it is to get back up.
That's really quite clever, isn't it? It's quite clever.
Yeah, it could be quite difficult. And then, so obviously, yeah, after that Reddit post that we saw yesterday, where the Hudson people are starting to get nervous about our expansions, that they could come in and try and stop us in WISE.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is that you shouldn't worry about it, because we're not looking to... take over the world. But equally, as I was saying as well, get in touch, get involved. Let's make it interesting for us all.
So there was a good tip I saw on, and I might actually do some stuff to investigate it with the spy team. So Stafford Isaacs, I think his name is. I can't pull his name up on Facebook at the moment. So what he suggested was, if we actually join Power Play and align with Hudson, if you get up to the second tier of rewards, that actually gives you a 40% increase in combat bonds and bounties. So we could join him, fight against him in the conflict zone, and cash him in at Alpha Centauri for an extra bonus to help our faction.
That's got to be sore.
it is. I saw it, so I might try and do some tests on that with the spy team just to see how that works out. But yeah, a 40% sort of cash in on combat bonds would really help.
Yeah,
I was just saying, one thing that we have noticed, there's a couple of additional factions have appeared in Alpha Centauri with the addition of Horizons. Some of them have got some of the sort of outposts and stations. So it hasn't impacted us in any way apart from our influence in Alpha Centauri sort of dropped by sort of 10%, just sort of, I think, as they've balanced the percentages out for those new factions. So we're going to look over the next couple of days just to see if we've appeared anywhere else. We don't think we will have, but we might have appeared in a couple of other systems, but we'll have a look. We doubt it.
And that's just going to be based on our influence in Alpha Centauri.
Yes.
And their rebalancing in the different systems nearby.
Yes. So, there's a couple of new ones appeared, but yeah, we don't think we'll have appeared anyone else, but we'll check it out. So the main focus is still on WISE, still in the conflict zones, which are tough. They're only low intensity conflict zones, but when a lot of reports, a lot of commanders have been helping out and going in there, and I've been in a few times and I've found it really difficult. Unless you wing up with a full wing of four, there's a lot of Asps and Vipers with railguns, and they're very, very accurate. So there's a lot of commanders even going in with Third Lancers. So I was in with Eric Markey the other night, and we were probably having to do a Brave Sir Robin fairly often to avoid it. So if people want to do the conflict zone, absolutely please, it's great, but definitely wing up. They are tough.
We had a very similar issue, and I was even winged up. You get to that point where if they get enough of the vultures in with the real guns, you really see your shields and your hull go right down. It's been a couple of times I've managed to get out of there in my little A-rated Python with about 10 or 12% hull left, and they've got me a couple of times where they've managed to take out vital systems, and I wasn't able to escape at all. And you're just sitting there for 5 minutes going, just flipping move. So, but I think I've done a couple of million in combat bonds, which is, again, it's a nice way of earning some cash. It's different, but I think I might try some smuggling with maybe go and get myself a nice big massive ship with lots extra bits of cargo and start doing some smuggling runs.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know BGT's on, Commander BGT's on, he was the guy that did the GIMP run in super, super quick time. So he's there with Commander Raskin at the moment. So he's brought his Anaconda along with a whole full of illegal goods, and he's just sort of loading up some smaller ships to go and start smuggling it in. So if there are any new commanders online that want a cash boost and don't mind doing a little bit of smuggling, then join up, have a look, contact us on the TeamSpeak, or have a look for TH03BGT in game, and he's got a cargo full of illegal items that we can smuggle in.
So he's looking for some unloading then.
Yes. Commander Rascon's with them at the moment. I've actually just joined them in a wing, so in the Hutton Truckers account, so it's got an asterisk, so we can land at Yamazaki. I can't pronounce the station.
It's landing. That. Yamazaki it is.
Yamazaki, thank you very much. So we can smuggle some stuff in there, and hopefully. I think making WISE harder to do is because we were deliberately avoiding cashing in combat bonds at WISE because we don't want to help the station that owns it. We're giving ourselves a boost in Alpha Centauri, but it's a slower progress inside WISE. But the war should end soon from what we think. It's going on a little bit longer than we thought. It's usually sort of 7 to 10 days. Once that ends, nothing will, in theory, change, and then it's just a push to keep picking up missions and still smuggling into there to lower the influence of the controlling faction. And the point, what we want to do then is get our influence to within, I think it's a 5% point range of theirs, over the controlling faction, and at that point then we should be able to kick off a civil war, which will allow us to, in theory, if we win it, take over the station.
Which is what we're ultimately aiming for.
And
we'll just go through and say it again. So if you've not been involved yet and you fancy getting involved as a Hutton Trucker, you need to get yourself over. It's quite near Alpha Centauri, of course, and the system is WISE, now 0855-0714, and that is Yamazaki. landing. It just doesn't roll off you. I mean, Alvin Prospect, nice and easy. Hutton Orbital, nice and easy. Yamazaki Landing. We're going to have to get it renamed when we take it over.
Yeah, we will. We'll petition Frontier again.
And they can ignore us. So, now, I also know that during the week there was a bit of a glitch in the background sim. Now, is that probably the most likely to blame for the ongoing war being that little bit longer?
It could well be, but we saw very slow progress, and some people were not seeing any progress at all. Although we were tracking, we are tracking our influence, and we saw Alpha Centauri was changing more, but WISE was moving very, very slowly, and other player groups were saying that they weren't moving at all. But it seems to be fixed again. So whether they tinkered with something in the background, or one of the recent sort of the two updates we've had since Horizon landed has tweaked that, but it seems to be going again.
Excellent, because it's one of those things. The glitches come in, and of course with a big update like Horizons, it's quite common for the things that you wouldn't play in the beta, just because there's no, you know, you wouldn't tend to go in unless you had a team of guys coming in, let's test the background sim in this area. You wouldn't naturally do that, so that's the most common error, I would imagine. That potentially powers, because once you're in the beta, you're not really going to be wanting to run those kind of grinds. You'll be taking the new missions to make sure they work, you'll be landing on planets, and if you've not had enough of landing on planets, you'll still be landing on planets by the time that the beta ended, which is what the case was. I was still on the planet. And it means that these little glitches can sneak through when they go live. And it can also just be a case of a reaction to the new systems coming in place. So you can't really, they fixed it pretty quick enough. They were quick enough to identify it. So you can't really hold it against Frontier. They do a sterling job at getting on top of these things and getting the information out to people. So, you know, we're back on course, guys. Let's take this system over and get it into a state of boom and move on to our next one. What we do have, which I've been looking at today, is, and I don't know if you've seen this yourself, Andrew, the winners list for the GIMP run so far.
So we've hit over 50, haven't we? I saw 48, and I saw a couple more have come in. I've been loving the pictures coming into the Facebook as the patches have started to arrive. It's absolutely excellent.
It is. We've got 53. Now,
wow.
I don't know if every one of these has completed fully yet. Let's have a look and see. N equals no. So that should make it nice and easy. No, these are all the completed people, which is amazing. So 53 nut jobs completed the GIMP run so far. You've still got time. Remember, don't worry about the return leg from Sajay. You can just stay out there and live for as long as you want. You can land on any rocks that you find out there, set up a home and just wait until Hutton truckers reach you, because we'll get out there eventually. In the meantime... We have, let's have a look at the commander names. Commander Kunabulla, Button Boy, Ali Jax, Galmidden, Spike, Optiplect, Bapster, Dulbwen, You Never Asked. Okay, I've got a feeling that's either maybe a miscommunication or not. If there is a commander You Never Asked.
No, I've seen him. Yeah, no, that is his name.
Okay. Commander Carnby, Commander Biggs, Hober Mallow, well done, sir. Kelgrath, Sir Clip, Damien C, Bam, Rune Runner, Talon Star, Chris Fallion, The B, Britain Got Talent, because he did it first, Snapshot, Flossie, Furry Cat, Landolf, Edith the Hutt, amazing, Thrace Fulton, Sci-Fi 88 Man, Jockey, GH Roners, GHR Owners, maybe, rather than GH Roners, which doesn't really sound right. Tyo Z, Jesters Inc., LLAO, Longshot, Felix Bast, Devantija. That might mean something.
That sounds close enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I've sworn in Swedish.
rip the name apart.
Rascon, Rinse Thing, Sparty, Moblix, Jay Zargo, Mr. Grood, Millstone Barn, Aliens Done It, Yay! Mindura, Valenkinth, Fazerina Lancaster, which I have been working with today on their audio clips for the Dockers. They won that prize. Cleonimus, Robbie Wrongway Lister. That's an amazing achievement there. Both of the Listers have made the journey. Oh, actually, no. Has Flossie done it yet?
Yeah, I thought she had, actually. I thought she got there first.
I think she did. I think she beat him by a number of hours. Palantir, Texas Stu, Ed Hunter, and Ian Barristan. Congratulations to you all. You're all a bunch of crazy, crazy people. And some of you, let's have a look and see, have earned some marks. I think they're marked as well. Guy.
Yeah, Guy is BGT.
BGT has got a mug on his way. And GHR Owners has got a mug on its way. They will ship first thing on Monday, so congratulations to you guys. You should get them if you're in the UK. Are you in the UK? Yes, one is. Yes, two is. So they should get them before Christmas, which is great news. And our other competition from just before that was anyone who got involved in the Nebula Community Goal. We put up an option for people who took part and sent in the relevant proof to us and entered that could win a mug and a patch. Now, most of these people have been contacted. If you hear your name and you've not been contacted, you've not replied to the email, then get in touch at itookpart@huttonorbital.com this time. That's correct. That's the right email address to use.
It is.
And we'll get you on these lists. But at the moment, this list for this particular Nebula Community Goal looks populated and full, so it looks like everyone's been in touch. And let's have a look and see. We have Kazstan, Manzati, Bexer, Soulless Ginger, Kramer, Bubble, Corsi, Oglaf, Javert, Puppy, Axdrenaline, and Ed Hunter, all having sent in qualifying information. And the contributions are redonkulous. 33,000 tons. 21,000 tons, 41,000 tons, and then the rest of them are all around about the 20, and then there's little lazy bubble right down the bottom. And how much did you even go there, Bubble? Did you even turn up? Because, you know, 2,000 tons in comparison to people that have done, you know, 16 and 17, honestly, must try harder. But doesn't matter, because you've qualified for a prize. Your patch should hopefully be on its way to you. And of course, there are 10 of you qualifying for a mug, which is excellent. So I shall be getting those out as well next week, and you can put more pictures up on the Facebook page showing you with your prizes, and we look forward to seeing them, because it's awesome to see when this stuff arrives.
Absolutely. On the GIMP run, there was one post that I wanted to call out. So it was by Edward F. Rischel, or Reischel, and it was a selfie he'd taken of him while flying, and just the look of anguish and determination as he just honk scoop jump was absolutely brilliant. It had me in fits at work. So Edward, if you're listening, thank you for posting that. After having done exactly the same thing, it just brought it all back, which made me a little bit scared.
That was the picture of him hammering his desk, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. He was just, I'm going to do it!
That was absolutely fantastic. I did like that one. Now, let's see, what one is it? Let's see which one. I've got some Canon adverts and things queued up. We'll leave that, actually. So, yes, it's those are the competitions. We're obviously going to have more in the new year. We've got something in December. We've got this Saving Private Johnny... which is not what we call it.
Yeah, it's Monday, isn't it? Saving Private Wirral.
Private Wirral. So if you want to get involved with that, just keep an ear on the Hutton Orbit Radio, keep an eye on the Facebook page, and instructions will be there so that you can come along and get involved. It is a bit of a PvP one, so get involved if you fancy it. If you happen to have a kick-ass ship and crazy PvP skills, then you can apply by sending us an email or a comment on the Facebook page, or, you know, whatever, shout it into the void, we'll hear you. And
just make sure you've got rebuy costs.
Well, this is it. I'm going to have to go and do some ship management adjustments in order to free up cash so that I don't find myself in the situation where it's the choice of back to free Sidewinder or my Anaconda. So I'm going to go and do some marketing at Jameson Memorial to balance my systems and get myself a ship ready for the event, which is going to be good fun. I'm looking at it, though. I mean, I've got that particular thing, so I've got that, and I've got to think if there's any leave radio duties that I've got to perform. Then I've got the Drabble Show at 7 o'clock with Michael Brooks, and then I think we're helping out with some of the community call-ins, I'm not sure. So, yes, it's it's good to be...
It's going
to
be busy.
A busy day. I might as well just go down, just sit in the studio with Ed. That'd be great fun.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Have you seen the prize list for it?
No, I haven't. What's on the prize list?
Okay, so there is a huge list of prizes. It looks like there's over 50 prizes. Obviously, we have things at the bottom. We've got Planet Coaster pre-orders. There's 10 of those. There's 10 copies of Elite Dangerous Horizons to win. 10 Frontier Premium goodie bags, which they've got merchandise in them. I don't think I want to win a beanie hat. I can't see that being...
It's nowhere near as good as your pirate hat.
No, it would not retire it. We have 7 player group packs, which is interesting. And that's a Hut and Truckers pack where they'll get it's obvious this must be using the various different merchandise that we've made. So you could win a mug, a patch and a sticker from the Hut and Truckers. You could run stuff from the Order of Mobius group, the ESS pack, the Canon Science pack, the ADK, the UGC and the Fuel Rats. Where's the code? Surely the code can put in a mug or something, surely.
They can't afford it, they're too expensive.
That's true, they are quite pricey. Pirates. Damn pirates. So we've then got copies of Mostly Harmless and the Methuselah Strain from Fantastic Books. We have 2 YouTube gaming swag bags, which is interesting. Stickers, t-shirts and backpack. There's a cape, not a cap. There's 3x Elgato HD 60 High Performance Capture Cards. That's
ooh.
Good.
Ooh. Ooh, squeak.
Limited edition white. We have a Steam Link and Steam Controller, a Cytec X52 Pro, 3 of those available, every paint job in the store, your own personal unique paint job, which you can work with a designer to create. That's great. I think I'd like one with a big naked bum on the back end of it so you can flash your backside at people. 5 chances to name your own planet, and a big prizes here of 1 Xbox One console and a copy of Elite Dangerous on the Xbox One. That's a good prize. And it the is. Top grand prize is a high-end gaming PC worth over £1,500. That's for the Americans. For us Brits, it's £1,500. It's an Intel i7 quad-core, a 6700K. It's overclocked to 4.6 GHz. An Asus Z170 Pro Gaming with Intel NIC, which is, of course, a network port. and Supreme FX. 16 gig RAM. I'm looking at this going, oh, yeah. 4 gig graphics card, a GTX 980, so that puts you ready for the new Oculus. 250 gig SSD, which is nice, and a 2 terabyte hard drive for your files. And Windows 10. Oh, well, so it's the downside.
That does sound nice.
So
is,
there you
is,
know.
Is that the competition where you donate to the charity and each pound gets you one entry into the competition? Or is that the raffle prizes?
That is exactly that. So cool. It's a raffle. The prize winnings are going to be announced, I think it's at 10 o'clock on the Tuesday morning. So that'll be interesting. If Ed's still awake enough to be able to press the buttons. And all you need to do is go to justgiving.com/frontierdevelopments, all one word. And if you put £10 in, you will get 10 entries into that draw. So even if you can only afford £1, you could create the biggest coup in the world by donating £1 and taking that high-end gaming PC away. I think there would be teams of bounty hunters sent out to run you out of every system where you live. So it would be awesome, and of course every penny we give goes to Special Effects, who are an amazing charity who do lots of work to help get equipment and gaming equipment to those who are physically disabled or mentally disabled and unable to basically get in and play games that we take for granted. That little bit of escapism that just makes life a little bit better. I mean, could you imagine without Elite? I know we had it for what, the best part of 30 years, but yeah, could we go back to that? Oh, we'll go back to Pong. Let's have online Pong, actually.
No, it's brilliant. It is the only PC game that I play.
Well, you see, every so often, I jump into Kerbals just to see and remind myself that, no, I seriously cannot play Kerbals. I'm so bad. But that's it. That's what's coming up next week. So do make sure that you tune in to Frontier at 12 o'clock on Monday when it kicks off. And try and spend as much time as you can. Chuck some pennies into their prize pot, justgiving.com/frontierdevelopments. Every pound you put in gets you one little entry into that massive, massive draw. And it will be amazing to find out, you know, who wins these prizes the following Tuesday. There'll be a lot of people whose Christmas will be made or broken on the back of that particular little competition. Our illustrious co-leader, Mr. Pearson, is struggling greatly at the moment with his house. He's got terrible water ingress, which does sound like an old man problem, and frankly, it is an old man problem. So we wish him all the best and hope he has a bit of a cheerier run into Christmas as well. Tonight, he's not with us because he is playing... Well, no, he's not playing. He's away watching Star Wars. He tells us that. I suspect he's watching some kind of chick flick that's, you know, really cheesy. Some Christmas movie that nobody in the world would ever consider. Something like, you know, Ernest Does Christmas Again.
One thing I was going to say on the live stream stuff, obviously, so I know a lot of the other teams or the other people who are involved in the live streams have been pointed towards laveradio.teamspeak3.com. So for those regular people who are on there, there'll be should be some lots of new people popping in and saying hello. There was a guy popped in last night to say hello who's doing the Dal and Goliath challenge. So that's 12 Sidewinders taking on 3 Anacondas. Amazing. So he popped in just to say hello last night. So for the regulars that are on the Lave Radio TeamSpeak, we'll see lots of new people coming in. Just say hello and see if we can help them.
Absolutely, just help them, direct them, because we're going to have a bit of a shake-up in the TeamSpeak as Fozza's going to come in and arrange it and get it ready over the weekend, ready for Monday morning. If you are involved in any of the particular events, you should have the details to arrive early in the TeamSpeak and they'll help you direct you to your appropriate room where you should sit very well, have a coffee, read one of the magazines in the waiting areas and prepare yourself for whatever awesomeness we're going to unleash on the internet on Monday. Then Friday, tomorrow night, is my Christmas Drabble show. Obviously, because a week on tomorrow is Christmas Day, we will not be having a Drabble show on Christmas Day. One, you do not want to see me on Christmas Day because it's Christmas Day and you've got your own families to stare at and get annoyed with. You don't need me winding you up. So tomorrow night's going to be a bit of a Christmassy show. We're still looking for Drabbles. You have maybe another hour and a half before you are too late to be entered. We have 15 or 16 Drabbles. We need 4 more to fill the pot. The theme for this week is Unwanted Presence, and again, it is set in the Elite Dangerous universe, and if you can squeeze a sort of Elite-based story into 100 words exactly, excluding title, and can make it kind of hit that theme of unwanted presence, which obviously gives you a number of scope, because obviously you can go for puns, or you could go for an unwanted presence, as in somebody you don't want to be there, so there's lots of room for interpretation. But if you can write quickly in under an hour and a half, get that submitted by going to the following URL, abracadrabble.com/new. Reply to that, it's on the Elite Dangerous forum. Submit your drabble, and you might be in that poll vote tomorrow night in my Christmas show, which is going to be Christmas. Yeah, it's one of those words. Yeah. So we are going to call a quick end tonight. We haven't got much more to talk about. We'll have more probably next week, and we'll give you some more updates on how the political situation is going for the truckers, whether or not we have sparked a war with our power that's capable of doing very little to crush us, because we're not a power. So they're so used to being Postman Pat and delivering letters of angriness. They're not quite used to yet doing work on the ground. And yeah, this is just purely a dig to try and spark you into some action. Because it could be quite nice. I mean, I think, you know, it'd be lovely to have player factions and linking them to powers a little bit. So, you know, if we could, if there was more control of being able to control where you expand, it would be a lot better for us. Other than what I think the case is if you don't want to expand there, then let your influence drop to zero and
somewhere
else.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we could actively choose not to do anything in WISE and just let it go, and then see push back into Alpha Centauri and see where we go for an expansion again and see where we go. What we don't know is, would we go back, is the algorithms that pick where you go, would we end up just straight back in WISE? We don't actually know. I've not seen anyone that's actually tried letting someone go. I think the one challenge that we've got with Alpha Centauri as our home system, it's sort of slabs looking at the galactic map for power play at the moment, and we are surrounded on all sides by major powers, so it's always going to be a challenge to expand anywhere.
Yeah, we're always going to be stepping on somebody's toes, but we can do it in a nice, pleasant way, and, you know, we can always help them out if they have community goals and things, and that's what we're good at, is getting mucked in and getting some work done, which is perfect. So it's going to take us a while to get expanding past all these powers then, isn't it? We've got a lot of time to get out of that massive multicoloured jelly.
I'm just looking at it now, and we are virtually about as close to the centre of it as you can get. So we need to. I think going up is probably the shortest distance, but not by much.
Yes, it couldn't be worse if it wasn't. It was a match of beach ball shape. We have a wee message just come in from Chris Hankey, who is asking if we can extend the GIMP competition to 2017.
Oh, Chris, I know how you feel.
Yeah, I think he's got the bug. He has got the bug of exploration, which is to stamp your name and piss on every planet that you pass. And he's struggling.
Do we have a date for the... I know we've got also another way to qualify is if you didn't do the full GIMP for selling the 10 million credits at one of the stations that we own. I know some people have got patches for that. I haven't heard that we've actually got a closing date for that option, because that helps out our faction quite a lot. So, Chris, if you're listening and you don't do the full GIMP, if you come back and then sell more than 10 million credits worth of data at one of the stations that we control, then that, and send the pictures before and after selling your data, then that will qualify you for a patch as well.
Excellent. So, yeah, there's another way to play. Because those patches look spectacular. Have you got one in your hands?
It is in my coat pocket with the other new bit of merchandise that we aren't saying anything about yet.
Yes, the
Soon.
Well, thank you for joining me tonight. Are you? Yeah, you're kind of more or less ready for your Christmas.
No, all good. We're going away to my in-laws, and I've got my brother coming down to go and watch Star Wars with him and the kids, so that, because his girlfriend doesn't want to see it, so I said, come and stop with me for a few days and we'll go and do all the geeky stuff.
Excellent, yeah, there's that sort of unwritten law of get the geek out of the way and leave the wife to watch whatever it is that makes them happy. And I'm going to take my son on Tuesday after he finishes up at school. So we're going to go straight from his school. He'll be at McDonald's with the rest of his school friends from over there. They're going to grab him at 2 and then straight to the cinema. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, actually. Really am.
I am as well. The 30th for me. I've booked the tickets today, so well, yeah, I'll be going on the 30th. So I'm not going to speak to you from Tuesday onwards, just in case you spoil it.
Well, that's it. I'm just thinking, if I'm going to leave radio and all those buggers have seen it, they're going to get stuck into a conversation, and that's me. I'm going to be like, la 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 la. Don't want to hear it. I'm not even bothered about spoilers. To be honest, it doesn't. But I enjoy rolling with the sort of twists and turns of a movie. You know, the likes of Sixth Sense was one of those movies where you got to the end and either you'd guessed it, which unfortunately I had, or you were completely in the dark, and you got that wonderful point when a movie actually makes you go,
I was that was for me. I was like, oh, and then you start thinking back, oh, that, yay, what, it all made sense. But yeah, no, I'm not that bright.
I'm terrible.
Mrs. C is.
It all comes from a number of, well, when I was at university, one of my brothers and my favourite pastimes was to go into, and you'll remember this, Global Video used to do the rentals. But if you went into the city centre in Glasgow, you had a Global Video X-Rental system where you could buy copies of the films that have gone through the ranks, being rented out, and then now are sitting dust cladding on the shelf because nobody wants to see Busty Brender ever again. So you could go in and pick up, you know, videos for $4.99 at that point. Well, you know, they were definitely sort of £12-15 in the shops of that year. And that year, you know, you had to get massive sticks to rewind them, and they were all put into horse-drawn carriages in order to watch them. That's not necessarily true. But we used to sort of go and pick up collections. And I can remember because we got to the stage where we had so many films that your selection process was certificate 18. It's going to have more gore. It's going to have more violence. That'll be much more fun. And so you look at all them. So you maybe pick up 6 18 certificate movies and you're looking at them going, right, okay, the nose picker, right, it used to be banned. Why was it banned? He picks his nose and turns into a girl. Right, well, that's a winner. Put that in the basket. That's true. I'm not making that one up. It is the nose picker. Check it out. It's not worth checking out, but look at it. Look it up. Then we would go from that. So you actually got to the point where you had a selection of maybe 4 or 5 horror movies. You think, we'll just get a couple. So, right, so you go certificate, definitely 18's excellent. You read the stories, standard. And then you look at the runtime, and you literally would buy the longest running movies first. We had over thousands and thousands of videos, but through that we caught gems of movies, like real, really unknown horrors, exploring storylines that you just wouldn't ever see elsewhere. Final Destination movies were all great. That's one about cheating death, but there was one that was a Final Destination, or was it Final Approach, which was about a test pilot in a stealth bomber before the stealth bomber was kind of, you know, common knowledge, and it was him being debriefed, but then it clashed, you know, slowly it becomes clear that he's being debriefed from life, not just for the army mission, and it's all gone wrong. So there's wonderful stories out there, but the problem is that these are the bits, the pieces that the bigger movies nick. So I've got a tendency to have seen all these stories and hundreds of other films spread out, and then you begin to see the plotline coming from a mile away. And it's a bit disappointing, but I still enjoy seeing good, well-crafted films, and I'm hoping that the new Star Wars movie fits that bill.
The trailers make it look that way, and but then again, the trailers made the 1, 2, and 3 look quite good, but I like J.J. Abrams. I've loved some of the films that he's done, seen him interviewed on stuff. So I'm confident. Well, I'm positively hopeful that it will be done very well.
Yeah, we're all hoping it's going to be. Everybody wants it to be awesome, and fingers crossed we all get what we want. But for now, we are going to bid you adieu, lovely people listening to Heart and Orbital Radio. I'm going to play us out with a song from Mrs. C. I'm going to get it right tonight. And this one would be dedicated to those of you who are still out there on that gimp run, deep and lonely in deep space. Just close your eyes and imagine that the stars are snowflakes. You'll be fine. And have a safe journey home when you finally get around to doing it. But for now, I shall leave you with this tune. We shall try and fire up some adverts at the same time. And we will catch you again. Keep an eye on Facebook. We'll let you know what's going on. Thank you for your assistance, Andrew.
You're very welcome. Thank you, everyone, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. This is Diamondback.
Come on, Diamondback, just last the year. Take me safely there, I do not fear. My. Staring at the stars go by, Earth likes a knee. Towards the core we must go. Take all of our maps and let them go. I was told to bring a frame shift. I was told to bring